We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Morning, Magic. Magic 106.7. Hey, Wednesday.
Okay.
5:40. David, Sue, and Kendra. How's everybody doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome in. Oh, Kendra's behind the parade.
I'm looking for
what are you doing
headphones.
Over there?
Oh, my headphones are in my bag.
Oh, there are no headphones.
I haven't unpacked them.
Okay,
oh,
sorry. Okay. All right, good. I was trying to be a helper.
Thank you.
Everybody good? Everybody settled?
Oh. Here we go. Okay.
Can I talk about Gossip? Can I just do this now? Because
yes.
We're supposed to be like, what's in our lives? What's happening? And stuff
no.
like that. What if I cry?
I will help you because I've been through it. I'll help you.
We said goodbye to our Gus yesterday at the O'Leary household. Families go through this, right?
Yeah. Losing a pet's awful. There's nothing.
And you know what I flashed on, and it brought a little smile to my face last night. After Gus was one of our two cats. He'd been struggling, almost 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Good life.
Gave us a good life.
And, no, you gave him a good life, too.
Well, we
you
feel
were
like
a good,
we did.
Yeah.
He's a great cat. Really, really great cat. And clearly, he'd been suffering the last couple of weeks, especially. It was really breathtaking how quickly
Quick.
It turned
it's
for
fast,
him.
Yeah.
So he wasn't moving around the last couple of days. So we said goodbye to him at the vet. But it was a sad day. My daughter came over from work, and my wife came home from work,
Aww,
and we all went together and stuff. And I remembered that we talked to my wife about something 6 months ago. We called my wife Kathy. I don't know, it was my birthday or something was going on at the house, and we were talking to my wife Kathy from the house.
Oh,
you know
I'm
what
sure.
I'm about to say?
Yes.
And
we
all
heard
of a sudden,
Gus.
We could hear the cats in the background going, like they wanted to be on the radio too.
I know.
So that brought a little smile to our faces.
I think everyone, David, can relate to the loss of a pet because all of us, whether it was when we were a child or an adult or whatever, and they become so part of the fabric of your family and. All the milestones, and you feel it, and it's sad. It's so sad to say goodbye.
Yeah. And it's so unfair that, like, they can't live for 80 years with you, or 90 years, or however long you live. Like, that's what I always wanted, like, them.
Yeah.
Why can't
right.
they just keep up with me? You know, it's, like, such an awful tease that I can't have them forever.
Yeah. Maybe it's supposed to teach us about loss, you know, before the big losses happen.
Yeah.
My parents are gone, but for our kids... You know, like we've got three kids and they get to sort of deal with loss
in a smaller way before
a bigger loss that comes later.
No, that is a good point.
You know,
that's
so,
a good point.
But, but it does stink. But he was such a cute
He's
cat.
A great cat.
And I do love Gussie. That moment when he was meowing on the phone when Kathy called in. It was really awesome.
And I'll just say real quickly, I had a cat that I had years ago when I was single. When I met my wife, I had a cat named Madison. So I was a cat person. And then we got married. Aww. And the cat was part of our family. And then when Madison passed away, we waited a respectable time to get another cat. So we got another cat, which we still have. And about 3 months after we got our other cat, our next door neighbor had this little cat named Gus and said, we just got this kitten. We can't keep it. I'm pregnant. I'm allergic. I didn't know I was allergic. So not exactly under duress, but unexpectedly, we took Gus as a second cat, not expecting that we were going to have him.
So you had sixes.
Yeah,
that,
before
we
had Gus. Yeah.
Wow.
So he was, and at his biggest, he was close to 18 pounds. We got him to slim down a little bit.
Big
in
boy.
Years. But he slimmed down a little bit in recent years. Unhappily, we tried to get him on the weight loss program.
Diet.
But he was a great and a big thank
Gussie.
You to Slade Veterinary Clinic, but also all veterinarians who do
Isn't
this kind
Isn't it amazing
of work.
What they have to do and how they
so
do
I
it?
Know.
Yeah.
I couldn't in a million years do that job. Thank goodness somebody does, but they're so classy about it too. Like
and
when
they,
you go in as a family.
No, they totally get the emotional part of it, not just what you have to do, but how you're feeling.
There was a Cindy, who was a tech or a vet tech, and also Dr. Gatlin from Slade Veterinary Clinic. They were just unbelievable, so caring both to us, but also to Gus. So thanks for that.
Oh, Gussie,
so anyway,
we love you.
Little cloud over my
I
head
know.
Today.
But, it stinks. You're not alone. Everybody, our listeners, everybody knows it's
And
what
we're
it's like.
Here for you to pick you up.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We really, really do.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.